If my eyes don't deceive me, you're a human who's in the ranger forest a little late, aren't ya? Oh, come on, don't be so scared. I'm just a fox girl, and this is my companion, Frederic. Amalthea. You can call me Amalthea. Frederic won't hurt you so long as you don't hurt me. It's a wonderful little insurance policy. Now, about you. Oh, come on. I'm not going to hurt you. Fox girls aren't known for hurting other people. That's not how it goes. Now, what's that in your hand? The paper. Oh, come on. I know it's a map. I've been tracking you for the past 2 miles. Like, come on now. I want to see what the paper is. I want to see. Please. Jeez. You want help. You need to get out of here, right? Let's face it. Your phone's not working. Your compass isn't working. And you can't read that map, but I can. No, I don't need the map to get you out of here. I just want to know where you're going. Well, tell me where you're going. Well, then I can't help you get out of here. And at any minute, that sun will begin setting, and then you're going to have less than 10 minutes to get out of this forest or to find some cover. The centaur sentry comes out, and then there's the royal guard, minotaurs, the werewolves, all the vampires. And they don't usually come into the forest, but there's some that hang around here, and all of them are going to smell you. I mean, all the rest of us have smelled you, and yeah, we usually let things go during the day. But when you stay out here past night, it's never a good thing. So, it's more of a, you know, ask questions later situation. Again, about that map. Okay, well, I just tried to help you, and, well, yeah, if I know where you're going, I can help negotiate in case anyone comes along and tries to hurt you. Now, come on. Let me see what's in the map. Why, thank you. Wow. Who made this map? Okay, well, where did you get it from? Mage? Mages don't come out here. I mean, they did do us all a favor and helped us with the spell that makes your modern technology not work out here, but they don't typically come out here. This is Elvish. This is legitimately Elvish. But they wouldn't need a map of this forest. What are you after? What do you want out here? Oh, come on, tell me. I heard some of your babblings and mumblings back there. I'll make you a wager. If I can guess what you want, where you have to go back to my place for the night. And in the morning, I'll set you on your way to begin looking again, except I'll set you on the right path. If I'm not right, I'll take you immediately there. Though I already know what you want, so, yeah. You are looking for the unicorn. You want to find the unicorn. And take that amulet that's in your other pocket that you didn't think I saw earlier, place it upon her, turn her human, and take her back to your world. Well then, let's hightail it back to my place. Well, yes, I do know your secret. Let's go. Come on now, human. Don't mind my fluffy tail. It can get in the way while we're running. Well, yeah, we're going to need to run. The sun's already setting. And my place is about 12 minutes from here. Come on. Here, get on the back of Frederic. Frederic, be nice. He's a guest. Come on. Yeah, no, be quiet. It's bad enough they'll be able to smell you. And those 2 minutes it's going to take to get, gosh, humans talk too much, Jesus. Those extra 2 minutes are going to be dangerous ones. God, make it in time. What they'll do to me for helping you. Okay. All right. I'm gonna have to transform. Don't be scared. I take a human-ish form for you, but I can turn into a fox. Okay. Yes, I can still talk in this form. Jesus, I just can run faster. Federico, come on, we have to be faster. He's keeping up with me. Human legs are so much slower. Okay. Hold on tight to him. He's bigger. He can hold your weight better. Oh, Jesus. Thank goodness we made it. Shut the door. And here. I need you to breathe in these salts. No, they're not going to knock you out. It'll change your scent, at least for the night. Long enough where we'll be safe here. Well, no, this isn't my house. You don't think I'd bring you here for the first time you get to spend the night with me wouldn't be at my house. This is just one of my safe houses. It's what my people do. We are the eyes of the forest. We have homes all over the place, and we communicate with each other everything that's going on. Trust me, others know you're here. But our kind tend to be nicer to humans. They probably think you just got lost, and I decided to give you safety for the night. They'll trust my reasoning. What is my reasoning? Well, isn't that the question of the hour or of the evening? No particular reason. I just feel like you don't have any malice. So go ahead. Lay down. I'll cook you some dinner. I don't think anything I would eat is something you would eat. I have some chicken, some mushrooms. Have some wild greens. Mix those together. Some decent spices. I learned some from the villages I've gone to. Well, yeah, it's really difficult. I can only go in the winter. I take my tail and I make it look like it's part of my coat. Human coat, not my coat. Just put on the appropriate clothing that'll cover up my fur and bend my ears back into my hood and just keep my hood on. Allows me to talk and learn more about your kind. Allows me to be able to suss out who's good and who's bad. Plus, I get to play some fabulous little tricks on them. Well, I did play a trick on you. I got you back here, didn't I? That was a joke. But I also got you to reveal to me that map of yours. What is a fox without her tricks? And for my next trick, I'd like for you to sit down. Thank you. Okay, there. Well, here's supper. Hope you like it. Again, I'm no human cook, so don't expect culinary delight, but it'll be enough to get you through the evening. And it's not quite water the way you guys drink it, purified in a bottle, but it's tasty, in my opinion. Great. So again, tell me more about the unicorn that you're hunting. Why do you want her? What are you going to do with her? Well, I can't say whether or not I've seen a unicorn out here. They shapeshift as need be. They can be very difficult to hunt. You don't want to hurt her. Well, I mean, I didn't think you did. You want to transform her and take her out of here. I figured you wanted her for a bride or something. They are very beautiful in uniform, I've heard. Unlike us others that are humanoid-looking, they can look almost completely human. So again, what do you want to do with her? Marry you. Can you not find another human to marry you? Oh, come on now. I'm no judge of human beauty standards, but you don't look terrible. Your kind find you terrible. Well, yeah, unicorns do tend to find something decent, even the most wretched of creatures. I mean, I've seen them be friends with harpies before. I couldn't do that. Really? Well, what makes you think she'd want to marry you? Really, she can't remove the amulet. Who made that amulet? Doesn't look elvish. Doesn't look like it came from the wizard that gave you the map. Oh, wow. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't see a dryad making the amulet and giving it to a human. You know someone who fell a dryad. How did they know what the amulet did? Well, no, I mean, they're part of the forest. And actually, they're quite kind, so it's terrible to hear of their demise. Especially such a wretched demise. You guys are so destructive. And you want to take a human out. Rather, a unicorn turned human out of the forest. No, I don't think I was wrong about you. I know how humans can be. You guys represent selfishness, not evil. You guys are just super, super selfish. You only think about your own gain. You don't think about the destruction that you're possibly causing. Do you know that unicorns? Never mind. I didn't mean to insult you. Again, my kind doesn't look at you as evil. And we're all selfish to a degree. It's just, you'll sit there and swing your hand at a swarm of bees and then wonder why they're stinging you. That's why it's so dangerous here in the forest for you tonight. Go to bed. Go to bed and I'll send you on your way in the morning. Yes, you can go to the cavern. That's usually where, if the unicorn is still in this forest, she would be. Well, yes, the caverns are quite dangerous, but look at your map. That's exactly where he pointed it would be. And from what I know of the forest and the things that I've heard and some things that I've seen, that would be your best bet. The caverns. Well, good night. Well, I'm a nocturnal creature. I'll be up all night, and that actually is a good thing for you. I'll guard you. That I promise. No harm will fall upon you tonight. In the morning, I'll send you on your way. You know, humans are way safer here in the daytime. If you're brave enough to get this far, or even to come into the Ranger's Forest, then you should know that I'm not going to harm you. I'm going to let you live all night. It's the best chance you've got, especially this time. Well, good night. Is he asleep? Thank God. I didn't think it was going to happen. Not this close, eh, Frederick? Lord have mercy. You really thought me sending you like one of us was going to just make you smell like one of us, but at least it puts you to bed. Where's that amulet? I hate going through pockets of people. You could wake up. It smells nice, but it doesn't force you to stay asleep while I rifle through your stuff. Frederick, no. We have to find this amulet. If we don't find that amulet and he gets to the unicorn, I mean, he has a very low chance of getting it on her. He's a bumbling buffoon. But he's not doing it for the worst reasons, and he didn't fell that dryad, so I don't have to turn him in. He's not a human who's actually hurt anything out here. Yet. We get the amulet, and I don't know. We'll have to send him on his way. And he'll just stumble and bumble around. Maybe he'll run into the fays. They'll scare him out of the forest. And they're pretty good at taking people and running them where they need to go. enough talk. Where's this person? I don't think you're so ugly. I think you're kind of cute. You know what? If his kind don't like him, Frederick, he has a decent little heart. What if we... No. What if we take him to the Fays? He's just trying to find love. Maybe if we take him to the Fays, they could turn him into something that would find him interesting. Maybe we could get some sort of Fay potion. Then he's not harming anyone. That's what we're going to do. We're going to take him to the Fays. We'll do a pit stop. Means we'll have to pull all-nighter. Nowhere near sleepy. This is a problem with fox people helping you and be able to stay up all night. All right, Frederick, I think you got it. It's right here. It's underneath his, he's really muscular. The humans sound like muscular. It's really nice, honestly. He could help build so many beautiful foxholes. Here we go. All right, Frederick, I need you to swiftly go take this back to the dryads. They're going to want it back, and they're the only ones who can keep it safe. I don't know what its other purpose is, but it shouldn't be anywhere near the unicorn. I'll watch him all night. I need you to come back, and when you come back, act like nothing has happened. Sleep sweet, human. You want love? I'll find you love. But we're not going to harm anything in doing it. Especially the people of this forest. Hey guys! Oh my gosh, thank you so much. I can't believe we're so close to 120. I don't know why I want that number of subscribers, but we are so close. And we had our first video. It did two things. Yesterday's video was my first video to hit 100 views in the first day. It was also my first video to hit 200 views in its first day, which is crazy. It's not even 24 hours that it's been out as of this recording. And it's doing so well. I actually cried like the happiest tears last night. I am so happy you guys said that you like more anime-based avatars, so I'm going in that direction. I tried to make avatars that kind of look like me, but it's harder with the software I'm using, so I'm going with it until I get better with it. Thank you guys so much. If you want some custom-made stuff, my email is in the description. Also, I'm going to be doing some goblin stuff tomorrow because it was a suggestion. You guys can also suggest things to go on to this channel as well. And hopefully we'll have our Patreon out soon if you guys would like to hear stuff that YouTube doesn't approve as much of. But anyways, guys, this has been Messed Up Stories. I'll see you guys soon. Bye!